huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. I want a bit of a rant on fairness because I hear so many people say, it's not fair, life's not fair, this ain't fair, that ain't fair. And I'm not sure if there's anything actually to define fairness. What is fairness? Is it fair that 2 billion people on this planet don't even have clean water, are starving, hungry? Is that fair? Is it fair that some people are born into wealth, some people are born into privilege? I don't know. I don't know what's fair. But what I do know is if you moan and bitch and complain and whine about life not being fair and people not being fair, I don't think that's productive for what you want to do with your life. So the first thing I would say is get over yourself. Nothing is fair. No one owes you a living. No one owes you anything. Even if you've done stuff for other people, you feel like you support the world and you give to people and they don't give to you back and you're waiting for this equitable, balanced fairness, I think that's just going to drive you wild. See, the thing is, people mostly do what they want to do. They mostly don't do what you want them to do. So if you're trying to control them and have them treat you fairly when they're doing what they believe is right for them and what they want, you completely lose control of fixing your shit and getting things sorted out. So I think it makes you a victim. If you're looking for fairness, you complain about a lack of fairness. I think you trying to control others and other people's fairness towards you is stressful. It makes you feel out of control. And like people are looking for everything to be equal. But here's the funny thing. People are looking for things to be equal on their terms, on your terms. I want things to be fair on my terms. I get this. And maybe you can have a bit of that. So actually, you're probably being a bit of a hypocrite. And there's probably a bit of a paradox there. So I think fairness is based on merit. I think there's a lot of unfair things that go off in the world. And people can't help where they're born, in what location, under what poverty or hard conditions. They can't help that. They can't help that they haven't got access to information, education. But if you can get to a library, if you can listen to a podcast, if you can find a person who's a bit further ahead of you, if you've got an internet connection, then you can create a positive outcome in your life. Results which aren't about fairness, but they're about merit. They're about what you hustle, what you negotiate, what you earn, what you ask for, what you borrow, what you leverage, what you create, fair exchange. If there's more stuff that you want that make you feel that life is more fair, go and give other people what they want. Go and create equitable, fair exchange, win-wins. If you want something from someone, give to them first, and then you're much more likely to receive. Because a lot of people are just like, I want this, I want that, this isn't fair, give me this, sort this out, fix this, without actually giving first. So, you know, they say give in order to receive, the law of reciprocity. So let's just summarize this up then. Get over yourself, because nothing is actually fair. People do not owe you anything. People rarely do what you want and mostly do what they want. Now, Think of all the time and energy you waste trying to control everyone to act fair so that your life is better. Imagine where you could put that energy into productivity, into value creation, into fair exchange. Complaining about fairness doesn't solve it. In fact, it probably just pushes people away. It's time consuming and it makes you a victim, and no one really likes a victim. So let go of the control of others. Remember, things are not equal. They are merit-based. You don't get what's fair. You get what you earn. You get what you negotiate. I mean, think of all the people in the developing world. Think of all the kids with cancer. I mean, how is that fair? So if your life is not that bad, then it's really fair. In fact, you probably got a better deal than a lot of people. You might think things aren't fair. Other people probably think things that you do and you get and you have aren't fair. So look in the mirror, because I think you'll probably see the world from a different perspective. And if you don't like things the way they are, they're not fair. Go and change it. Go and fix it. Go and make stuff happen. Go and create fair exchange. Go and give more. Go and solve. Go and serve. Go and negotiate. My dad always used to say to me, Rob, if you don't ask, you don't get. Things are not fair. Stop looking for things to be fair and start going out and creating value and making things happen for you rather than waiting for them to happen. So thanks for tuning in. This is a Rob's Rant episode. They'll go on my podcast every Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.